ask car questions in the comments anytime. Subscribe to Our Auto Expert on YouTube. Our Auto Expert.
Welcome back to the show. Brandon is with me. He is the senior product manager for Jeep Wrangler, and the 2024s are here. Technically a mid-cycle refresh, but truthfully, considerably more because you've done an awful lot of recycling and remaking and redesigning. The grille got smaller to accommodate the brand new factory-installed winch. I mean, why not make a bunch more money by installing the winch in the factory rather than having people do it aftermarket? Because people are calling for that, right? They were. So how did you notice that people were installing the winches aftermarket?
Oh, we see it. We see it all the time, right? We were constantly going out and connecting with our customers at places like the Easter Jeep Safari in Moab, or even the Jeep Beach event in Daytona, Florida. And you know, one thing you see consistently is you really see kind of the same top three modifications or upfits. You see larger wheels, bigger tires, which we brought that into the factory with the Extreme 35-inch tire package, and that was about a year ago. And then you see a lot of off-road lights. We enable that with the built-in auxiliary switches right in the center stack to make it very easy to wire up electrical accessories like lights. And then the other thing you see a lot of are winches, right? It's really critical too, especially you know in a place like Moab, and you know you might be out on your own and you need to provide your own means of recovery, or you know maybe you encounter a non-Jeep product on the trail that needs some help, and you know with a winch you can
Jeeps
provide
never
some
need
help.
Recovery, right?
Exactly. There aren't a whole lot of other vehicles out there that you can just you know put it in four-wheel drive and use the front bumper to push another vehicle out of the way.
Yeah, and there's always these stories about you know Jeep versus this, and Jeep came off without a scratch and the other vehicle came off with like major structural damage. It's sort of steel everything and so sort of rugged, and Jeep versus tree loses.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
A lot of time it's built for that kind of impact.
Yes.
Because obviously if you hit something on a trail, you have to make sure that the Jeep survives.
And Wrangler specifically is designed first and foremost for off-roading. That takes the priority above really any other consideration. So, you know, even though we do, you know, add some additional weight to the vehicle to make things like skid plates and tow hooks and solid axles, front and rear standard, plus a spare tire, they're important for us to have on the vehicle to, you know, ensure that we're not diluting the capability and that we're continuing to offer, you know, real trail ready capability on across the Wrangler lineup.
What's the future of Wrangler?
You know, we're just going to continue to do what we've always done, right? Which is continue to evolve the vehicle and do that in a very responsible way by maintaining the essence of the vehicle, not deviating from the formula, but using that customer feedback to improve it and evolve it incrementally. And I think we did a really good job with that with the new 2024 Jeep Wrangler, right? We listened to our customers. We looked at, you know, what they were looking for. We specifically asked, and you know, obviously the winch, adding that available 8,000-pound worn winch, that was due to customer feedback. Adding the integrated adventure guides right into the head unit, that was based on customer feedback. For us, it always goes back to the customer, and we're gonna continue to do that to continue evolving the vehicle and improve the Wrangler ownership experience moving forward.
It's about personality though too, isn't it? Because I mean, you've got 10 colors now. You're coming out with an anvil color. You're adding another color this year. It's not like you hide. Even though they're very sort of nature-driven colors, nature-driven vehicles, they scream personality. I mean, these colors aren't, and you have some colors that are sort of grays and whites and blacks, but this bright reds and bright blues and army greens, and they're about being loud and proud and individual.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when we talk about Wrangler, we talk about the open air freedom, right? Being able to take off the doors, take off the top, the off-road capability, that's obviously critical too. The iconic design of the vehicle, the 7-slot grille, the boxy shape, that's all critical. But you know, also just as equally important is and we're always cognizant of is really with Jeep Wrangler, we're providing a metal canvas to the customer. And the customer is the painter. They're taking that metal canvas that we provide out of the factory, and they're going to personalize it. They're going to make it their own. They're going to customize it with, you know, all sorts of aftermarket parts, you know, things that, you know, I probably couldn't even dream of, right? And for us, that customization, it starts right from the factory when they place that order. And we try to accommodate that through some really unique exterior paint colors, right? We offered recently a Tuscadero paint color on Wrangler, which was sort of a dusty pink magenta. And there aren't a whole lot of vehicles out there that can pull off that sort of color, but Wrangler can pull off anything, right? It can, like you mentioned, it can do the more tactical sort of military-inspired colors, the tans, the military greens, but it can also pull off those wild, fun colors. And, you know, just for an example, Tuscadero, we got, which I would say is a pretty polarizing color, we got 40,000 orders for Tuscadero Wranglers. I mean, that's exceeded, I think, everyone's expectations for that color.
I have a great relationship with Jim Morrison, the head of the brand. And often we don't even talk Jeep. We'll call each other and we'll talk about animals we've rescued. His kids are always rescuing horses from Florida or, you know, dogs from wherever. And just casually in the conversation, he'll drop in, you know, we were just 25 Jeeps short of, Wranglers short of the record this month. Are you breaking records still?
Absolutely. So just for example, we're increasing sales from our Q1 sales were better than our fourth quarter sales, and our Q2 sales are going to be better than Q1. And Wrangler 4xe, the number one selling plug-in hybrid in America, is just absolutely on fire. Or, you know, should I say it's been jolted with a lightning bolt of electricity. Sales for that have been increasing every single month this year. So just overall for the first quarter of this year, Wrangler 4xe accounted for 38% of sales. And that's just climbing even higher as we get through the year.
Why? Why is it so polarizing? Why is it so appealing?
Why is it so popular? I think it goes back to what we talked about earlier. It's very unique in the marketplace in terms of, you know, providing a fun vehicle that isn't an appliance, but is also electrified and provides those electrification benefits. And, you know, there are a lot of customers who can purchase a Wrangler 4xe, and, you know, based on their commute, the all-electric range of 21 miles is more than sufficient for them to go months without filling up the fuel tank. You know, they can drive to work on electric, they can recharge during the day, they can drive back home on electric. And I think as time goes on, right, people are getting more and more comfortable with the idea of electrified powertrains. And you know, 4xe plug-in hybrid, it's a very good first step, you know, to experiencing electrification. You can get the benefits, but you don't have to deal with the range anxiety because you've got that gasoline engine on board.
What's coming next?
What's coming next? Just have to wait and see. We're always working on new exciting things.
We know some of the things, right? I mean, we know we've got electrified Jeeps coming, and yeah, I mean, you've announced a lot of it, so how long are we going to have to wait?
Can't give specific timing, but by the end of 2025, we're going to have an electrified version of every single Jeep in the lineup. So electrification, as we move forward, it's going to even be, you know, a bigger part of the brand. And, you know, it makes a ton of sense, right? When you think about specifically the off-road benefits of electrification, that instantaneous torque, the pedal response, the being able to off-road in near silence, it's really a natural fit for the brand. And we're going to continue to apply it to more and more Jeep products as we move forward.
What has Jeep taught you or taught Stellantis that the rest of the group can learn from?
You know, what we've always done a really good job of at Jeep is sticking true to our roots, to our DNA. You know, we haven't really changed the brand identity. Obviously, we've electrified, but we've done it in a way that complements why the Jeep brand has been so successful. So I think it's that consistency. That's what's made Jeep so successful, and I think really any brand, whether it's at Stellantis or the automotive industry, can take a lesson from that.
Those words should be heeded well, because Jeep is super successful, and congratulations on the 2024s. I think you're probably going to sell a bucket load of them, and if you don't, well, I'm wrong on something.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Listen to previous episodes of the show at ourautoexpert.com.